pilgrims be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now, before we begin the study of today's lesson, let us bow our heads in a word of prayer.
在我们开始今天研究之前，我们要低头祷告。
我们慈爱的天父上帝，我们感谢你赐给我们这样良好的时辰，使我们可以很安静地在我们的收音机旁边研究你的圣道。求主帮助每一位听众，使他们今天打开他们的课本，可以从里面得到很多的道理，也求主感动他们的心，使他们接受你赐给他们的福音。我们这样祈求，完全是奉主的圣名，阿们。Let us turn in book number 2 to lesson 64.
现在请拿出第二册课本，翻到第64课。
Lesson 64.
第64课。
The subject of lesson 64 is events connected with Jesus coming.
第64课的题目是与基督福临有关系的事。
The second coming of Christ,
基督福临,
is spoken of as the day of the Lord by the Apostle Peter.
被使徒彼得称为主的日子。
This day is a time of great destruction.
这个日子是一个大毁灭的日子。
Until now, God has been long-suffering with the people of earth.
直到这个时候，上帝一直容忍地上的人。
He has been patient with those who have defied him.
他对那些个反抗他的人，他是一直忍耐着。
Defied him and his government.
这是反抗他和他政权的人。
However, when the nations will have filled up their cup of iniquity,
但是当那些国家恶贯满盈的时候，
then the vials of God's wrath will be poured out.
就是上帝那不掺怜悯的杯，愤怒的杯就必倾倒下来。
Yes, it speaks of these vials or the cups of God's wrath will be poured out unmixed with mercy upon impenitent man.
要倾倒在那些不悔悟的人身上。
Or unrepentant man. These judgments are known as the last seven last plagues.
这些个报应就是所谓最后的七大灾难。
They are listed in Revelation 16.
他们是记在启示录第十六章。
And culminate with the coming of Christ.
终结的时候就是基督的福临。
Let us note the description of destruction as recorded in 2 Peter 3:10.
我们且注意在彼得后书三章十节对这些个毁灭的描写。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief.
但主的日子要像贼来到一样。
And then the heavens will pass away with a loud noise.
那日必有大响声废去。
And the elements will be dissolved with fire.
有形质的都要被火消化。
And the earth and the works that are upon it will be burned up.
地和其上的物都要烧尽。
Much has been said about the possibility of man destroying himself in a nuclear war.
很多人谈论到是人在一次核子战争中自己毁灭自己的可能性。
In fact,The above description reminds one of an atomic holocaust.
事实上，上头的描写也使人想到一次核子原子的大毁灭。
Verse 12 even speaks of the heavens being on fire.
第十二节甚至也提到天被火烧。
However, this is not man-made destruction.
但是这并不是一种人为的毁灭。
God will not permit man to obliterate his kind through the weapons of his own invention.
上帝不会准许世人用他自己所发明的武器来毁灭他的同类。
It is God, the Creator, who will destroy the earth.
乃是那位创造主上帝要毁灭这个世界。
And all things sinful at his glorious coming.
他要毁灭一切罪恶的事物，就是在他荣耀降临的时候。
Then he will build a new earth.
然后他要建造一个新的世界。
The Bible not only gives a picture of the general destruction at Christ's coming,
圣经不仅是描写耶稣基督来临的时候这种普遍的毁灭，
It relates the important events step by step in connection with his return.
他也讲一些很重要的事件一步一步的和他复临的事情连接起来。
They areAs follows.
那些事就是这样的。
One,
第一个，
The righteous dead are raised.
死去的义人复活。
In 1 Thessalonians 4:16 it reads,
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章十六节这样说，
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout.
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音。
With the voice of the archangel,
和天使长的声音，
and with the trump of God,
又有上帝的号吹响，
and the dead in Christ, or the righteous, shall rise first.
那在基督里死了的人，也就是义人，必先复活。
Two,
第二，
the wicked are destroyed,
恶人被灭。
These are the words of 2 Thessalonians 2:8.
帖撒罗尼迦后书二章八节这样说，
And then shall the wicked be revealed.
那时这不法的人必显露出来。
When the Lord, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth.
主耶稣要用口中的气灭绝他。
And shall destroy with the brightness of his coming.
用降临的荣光废掉他。
Three,
第三，
The righteous are given immortality.
义人要成为不死的。
Here is the account.
在这个地方有这样的说明。
Behold, I show you a mystery.
看啊，我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们。
We shall not all sleep.
我们不是都要睡觉。
But we shall all be changed.
乃是都要改变。
In a moment.
就在一霎时。
In the twinkling of an eye.
眨眼之间，
At the last trump,
号筒末次吹响时候，
For the trumpet shall sound, The trumpet shall sound, And the dead shall be raised incorruptible,
死人要复活，
And we shall be changed,
我们也要改变，
For this corruptible must put on incorruption,
这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的。
And this mortal must put on immortality.
这必死的则要变成不死的。
2 Corinthians 15:51-53.
哥林多后书15章51到53节。
4.
第四，
The living righteous with the resurrected righteous are caught up.
活着的义人跟复活的义人被提升天。
In 1 Thessalonians 4:17 we read,
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章十七节这样说，
Then we which are alive and remain,
以后我们这活着还存留的人，
shall be caught up together with them in the clouds,
必和他们一同被提到云里，
to meet the Lord in the air,
在空中与主相遇，
and so shall we ever be with the Lord,
这样我们就要和主永远同在。
This verse follows the verse quoted in section 1.
这个经文是接在 第一段里头所引用的那个章节后头。
And refers to the risen saints.
它是跟圣徒复活有关系的。
Yes, the second coming of Jesus is a day of fearful judgment for the wicked.
基督复临对于恶人是一种可怕的行报应的日子。
They will call for the rocks and mountains to fall on them.
他们会呼叫让岩石和山倒在他们身上。
And hide them from the glory of the coming king.
好使他们躲起来，免得看见那将来的君王的荣光。
Whom they have rejected.
也就是他们所拒绝的那位君王。
See Revelation 6:14-17.
看启示录六章十四节到十七节。
But it is a day of rejoicing to the righteous.
但是对义人来说却是一个快乐的日子。
They have passed through a time of terrible trouble.
他们曾经经过大患难的时期。
The wicked have sought them out to slay them.
恶人曾经要搜查出来要杀他们。
The people of God have been blamed for the plagues.
人们曾经因为地上所发生的灾难跟祸患责备他们，责怪他们。
And calamities seen in the earth just before Jesus comes.
因为降临在地上的灾难而责怪他们，就是在基督降临之前所发生的这些事情。
Now their deliverer comes.
现在他们的拯救主来了。
The faithful look heavenward.
那些一个忠心的人抬头向上仰望天空。
They see a cloud the size of a man's hand.
他们看见一朵像人手掌一般大的云。
Gradually, this cloud becomes larger and more brilliant.
渐渐的，这个云彩越来越大，也就越光耀。
Then they behold the lovely Jesus, their Savior.
然后他们就看见了可爱的耶稣，他们的救主。
It is this same Jesus.Who promised to come in like manner as he went.
这就是曾经应许要照着他离开的样式再来的那位耶稣。
They are no longer able to contain their feelings.
他们再也不能够抑制他们的情绪。
With one great shout of victory, they cry.
他们大声地发出胜利的呼声。
Lo, this is our God.
看啊，这是我们的上帝。
We have waited for him.
我们素来等候他。
And he will save us.
他必拯救我们。
This is the Lord.
这是耶和华。
We have waited for him.
我们素来等候他。
We will be glad.
我们必因他而快乐。
And rejoice in his salvation.
我们必因他的救恩欢喜快乐。
Isaiah 25:9.
以赛亚书二十五章九节。
In that day.
在那一天。
May you, may I.Join that great shout of triumph.
但愿你和我都能一同来发出这凯旋的大呼声。
Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Revelation 22:20.
启示录二十二章二十节。
Here in lesson 64, we have 13 vocabulary words.
六十四课有十三个生字。
Number one is destruction.
第一个是毁坏。
Destruction. Two, defied.
反抗，公然反抗。
Defied. Three, vials.
卑。
Vials. Four,Wrath,
愤怒。
Wrath. Five, impenitent,
不悔悟的。
Those who refuse to repent are the impenitent. Six, culminate,
终极。
Culminate.Seven, dissolved.
消散。
Dissolved. 8. Nuclear.
核子。
Nuclear energy or nuclear weapons.
核子能或者核子武器。
9. Holocaust.
大毁灭。
Holocaust is a great catastrophe or a great calamity. 10. Obliterate.
消灭。
Obliterate is to completely blot out. Obliterate. 11. Weapons.
武器。
Weapons. 12. Corruptible.
能朽坏。
At present, our bodies are corruptible or subject to decay. When the Lord comes, these bodies will be changed into incorruptible or not subject to decay. 13. Blamed.
非难，责怪。
Blamed. Let us read the lesson over together in English.
现在要用英文把这一课再念一遍。
Lesson 64, Events Connected with Jesus' Coming. The second coming of Christ is spoken of as the day of the Lord by the Apostle Peter. This day is a time of great destruction. Until now, God has been long-suffering with the people of earth. He has been patient with those who have defied him and his government. However, when the nations will have filled up their cup of iniquity, then the vials of God's wrath will be poured out, unmixed with mercy, upon impenitent man. These judgments are known as the seven last plagues. They are listed in Revelation 16 and culminate with the coming of Christ. Let us note the description of destruction as recorded in 2 Peter 3:10. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a loud noise, and the elements will be dissolved with fire, and the earth and the works that are upon it will be burned up. The Revised Standard Version. Much has been said about the possibility of man destroying himself in a nuclear war. In fact, the above description reminds one of an atomic holocaust. Verse 12 even speaks of the heavens being on fire. However, this is not man-made destruction. God will not permit man to obliterate his kind through the weapons of his own invention. It is God, the Creator, who will destroy the earth and all things sinful at his glorious coming. Then he will build a new earth. The Bible not only gives a picture of the general destruction at Christ's coming, it relates the important events step by step in connection with his return. They are as follows. 1. The righteous dead are raised. In 1 Thessalonians 4:16 it reads, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ, or the righteous, shall rise first." 2. The wicked are destroyed. These are the words of 2 Thessalonians 2:8. "And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming." 3. The righteous are given immortality. Here is the account. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. 2 Corinthians 15, 51 to 53. For the living righteous with the resurrected righteous are caught up. In 1 Thessalonians 4:17 we read, Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. This verse follows the verse quoted in section 1 and refers to the risen saints. Yes, the second coming of Jesus is a day of fearful judgment for the wicked. They will call for the rocks and mountains to fall on them and hide them from the glory of the coming King whom they have rejected. See Revelation 6, 14 to 17. But it is a day of rejoicing to the righteous. They have passed through a time of terrible trouble. The wicked have sought them out to slay them. The people of God have been blamed for the plagues and calamities seen in the earth just before Jesus comes. Now their deliverer comes. The faithful look heavenward. They see a cloud the size of a man's hand. Gradually, this cloud becomes larger and more brilliant. Then they behold the lovely Jesus, their Savior. It is this same Jesus who promised to come in like manner as he went. They are no longer able to contain their feelings. With one great shout of victory, they cry, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him. And he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Isaiah 25, 9. In that day, may you, may I, join that great shout of triumph. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Dear listeners, I hope today you have been touched by this picture of Christ's glorious return.
亲爱的听众，我希望在今天这一篇对基督荣耀复临的描写已经感动了你的心。
We know that the day will most surely come.
我们相信这一天一定会来到。
When Christ gets ready to come, he will no longer tarry.
那耶稣准备好要来的时候，他就不再迟延了。
During this short tarrying period, he is allowing us to get ready.
在这个短短的迟延的时候，他乃是容许我们再准备好。
May God help us to keep clean each day.
愿上帝帮助我们每天都保持纯洁。
Clean in mind and in body.
无论是在思想和身体方面都保持纯洁。
So that in the day of his coming, we will be without spot.
这样当他来的那天，我们就毫无玷污。
Be sure and tune in to the next broadcast.
在下次务必要再收听。
And study with us the subject to come.
跟我们研究以后的题目。
May the good God be with you until that time.